Shandini Naidu is a lawyer turned entrepreneur in agriculture. She has recently been nominated to a government advisory post in the field, but it has proved far from plain sailing for her in the boardroom. It is a daunting day, filled with pitfalls. Under the African sky, women entrepreneurs are scarce with little support. The barriers that women entrepreneurs face range from cultural, a shortage of role models, a lack of better opportunities, and limited access to finance. Add to that limited opportunities for education, to the so-called imposter syndrome with the sapping of assertiveness and confidence that they bring. I'm lucky to have a role model, my mother, an award-winning pioneer who ventured into the male-dominated petroleum industry in the difficult days after South Africa achieved democracy. She faced it with grace, poise, and determination. My mother was the first example of a woman entrepreneur I saw, and I watched her intently with adoration while growing up. I took cues from her. She was always impeccably groomed and dressed to perfection. Her power suit seemed to transform her from doting mother to super businesswoman in an instant. She is my inspiration. She ran multiple businesses with the courage, tenacity, resilience, and focus. I needed all the inspiration I could get when I began my legal career. Learning how to speak, when to talk, how to dress, are skills a woman entrepreneur learns very quickly. From day one, I knew it was going to be an uphill battle. My recollections of preparing for consultations and meetings are filled with moments of shaky hands and sweaty palms before walking into those boardrooms dominated by a giant dark wood boardroom table with chairs filled by men. I walked in knowing full well I would be judged from the moment I opened my mouth. From the awkward glares to the uncomfortable silence in the boardroom when I made a comment have not changed, even with the shift in my choice of career. The looks that said, "Oh, I cannot believe she said that," or "That's pretty clever for someone like her." The transition from one male-dominated industry to another was easier than expected and turned into one of the most thrilling experiences of my life. Again, I get those skeptical looks and those subtle gasps of shock when I answer the questions that they believe I don't have the answers to, from people who think I know little about agriculture, business, and law, yet this gives me the upper hand every time. Prior to meeting me, most attendees to a meeting expect a man to walk through the door, or the voice over a Zoom meeting to be that of a man. Being the surprise act in a meeting has taught me to keep a poker face and be strong despite my own insecurities and doubts about my ability being a woman entrepreneur in Africa. I grew up on a livestock farm. As a young girl, dressed in blue dungarees and cowboy boots, I recall the excitement and joy I felt watching my dad drive up a long, winding dirt road towards the farmhouse. Waving to the farm workers who tended the flock of sheep and herd of cattle as we passed by. I grew to love and appreciate animals, the functioning of a farm, and the lives of the farm workers. Now, here I am developing an electronic agricultural marketplace that is said to be the Amazon of agriculture for Africa. My new career choice doesn't feel like a typical look and feel for a woman. To me, it has brought the greatest sense of purpose and service. I finally have the sensation that this is what I'm meant to do, and this is where I belong. Women entrepreneurs wear many hats and juggle many jobs. Despite the entrepreneurial landscape tilted in men's favor, women entrepreneurs are breaking barriers. Roles once reserved for men in Africa are now being assumed by highly educated, driven, ambitious, and inspired women. Women entrepreneurs in positions of power can now inspire the youth through designing and rolling out unique and innovative solutions that can offer women access to markets and bring them into the formal financial systems. This is key to breaking barriers for women in business. Women entrepreneurs have always had to work harder, smarter, longer to prove themselves as worthy and capable. These efforts have not been in vain. Through persistent hard work, plus support from institutions, businesses, and government, women entrepreneurs have the chance to close the gender gap and create an Africa that is inclusive and progressive.